available at his campus office at 217-328-2323.
It's 6:30, and meteorologist Scott Olthoff has some dampness in the forecast, but it will be clearing out eventually this weekend. He'll have details after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. With one more week of early voting to go, several county clerks in central Illinois say interest has been brisk so far. The clerk in Champaign County expects as many as 10% of the county's registered voters will have already cast a ballot before November 4th. Mark Sheldon says with an estimated 123,000 people registered by Election Day, that's more than 12,000 early voters.
That's voters that we won't have to serve that day, so that'll be good for the judges and good for the voters who do vote on that day in terms of the lines. But I think we'd be, if people are mistaken if they think that, you know, they can expect to just pop into the polling place and vote in a matter of 3 or 4 minutes. I think we can expect some lines. For a variety of reasons.
One is the complexity of this year's ballot. Champaign County voters are being asked to vote in at least 3 referenda, with more in some communities. Early voting continues through October 30th. Beyond that, voters will need to offer an excuse to vote absentee at the clerk's office. Officials say the unemployment rate is up in all of Illinois' 12 metropolitan areas. Rockford had the highest jobless rate at 8.8% in September. The Northern Illinois city also had the biggest unemployment jump, a 3% increase from September of last year. Second highest rate was Kankakee-Bradley with 8.5%, followed by Danville with 8.4%. Champaign-Urbana's rate jumped from 4.5% last year to 5.7% last month. Illinois Department of Employment Security Director Maureen O'Donnell says the national economic slowdown is affecting Illinois. Earlier this month, IDES said Illinois' unemployment rate overall for September was 6.9%. That's compared with 6.1% nationally. The financial turmoil in the global markets has made its way down to municipal pension funds. Champaign officials are concerned about the firefighters' pension fund, which has lost about $6 million this year. Champaign's finance director, Richard Schnoor, says despite a 14% drop in that fund, retirement money for firefighters is still safe. He says the pension board decided at a special meeting yesterday to rebalance the fund portfolio on a weekly instead of monthly basis in order to protect it from further losses.
Currently, and the pension fund is doing well. We've got $43 million in it. Of course, this is a decline from the amount of money we had a few months ago because everything's declining right now in the markets. But people are going to get their payments.
Schnoor says even if the markets collapse and the fire pension fund runs out of money, the city of Champaign is required by law to pay firefighter pensions. He says about 175 people participate in the fire pension fund. Police think they've solved an armed robbery from more than a year ago. County police say 41-year-old John Beck of Alton, Illinois, is now charged with robbing the Kirchner Building Supply store in Ogden in June of last year. Champaign County police say they claim that Beck fired shots during the course of the holdup and got away with money. Police say forensic evidence from the store gave them enough clues to develop a suspect. Beck is in the federal prison in Terre Haute for a bank robbery committed in Staunton, Illinois, the day before the holdup in Ogden. Membership in Illinois' largest public employees union, AFSCME, has ballooned in recent years. And as Amanda Vinicky reports, the tenuous relationship that Governor Rod Blagojevich has with state workers may be why.
In recent years, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Illinois chapter says it's taken in an additional 3,000 state government workers. Another 1,000 joined this month. AFSCME spokesman Anders Lindahl says more workers want union benefits because of the treatment they're getting from the administration.
State budget pressures, morale among state employees is very low. Every time we look up, there seem to be threats to the standard of living of state employees or to their job security.
It's that job security that might be most attractive about unionizing. AFSCME members have extra job protection that could help if Governor Rod Blagojevich goes through with laying off 450 workers at state parks and historic sites next month and closing a prison early next year. Union members have top claim to open state jobs. They can also take over other workers' positions. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35 in our Meteorologist this morning is Scott Olthoff. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we got some rain, and boy, you know, last night I thought it was just going to rain straight through for the next, like, week or something. It was just coming,
coming.
But you say we might clear off sometime tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we'll have mostly dry hours tomorrow during the daylight hours.
Right.
Tomorrow morning could be a little wet yet, and you with Market on the Square tomorrow morning could be a little bit damp and cold, but it will be improving as the day moves on.
All right. Well, we're going to be out there bright and early. Well, not bright.
It's pretty dark now. I guess I'll go up to 7:15. So.
But we'll be out there, and some of our news staff will be out there. I know Tom Rogers will be there, and some of our FM staff, and you know, we'll be talking about, we'll talk to you about whatever you want to talk about, election coverage. And then we have scariest music coming up for Halloween on our FM station, and we'll have some stuff to hand out for kids. And
you can do the early voting, too. I did that last night.
Not at our booth, but...
No, but just down the road.
Just down the road?
Yep.